Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning. I got no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Well, the March Madness brackets have been put out. The number one seeds have been put out. The number two seeds and all the way through to the 16 seeds. It doesn't mean a damn thing. That's all I'm going to say, people. It looks good on paper. It looks good to feel good to know you're a number one seed or a number two seed or a three or four seed. But at the end of the day, makes no difference. All you're guaranteed is 40 minutes. And that's what I love most about March Madness. Woo! Buckle up, people. That's all I can say. Buckle up. Get ready. Enjoy the ride that is going to be March Madness. Let's talk about the week that was. Let's talk about the weekend that's still going. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And just a couple more things that are on my mind right now, thinking about the NFL. Antonio Brown, now a Raider. Le'Veon Bell, now a Jet. Odell Beckham, now a Cleveland Brown. I mean, there's been so much movement in the NFL in this past week. It's absolutely amazing. It's pretty interesting. And I think that in a couple of situations for both those guys, AB and my man Le'Veon Bell, I think they're going to find out that, you know what, when you have one of those top caliber Hall of Fame-like quarterbacks and a guy like Big Ben Roethlisberger, maybe life isn't so good on the other side, or maybe the grass isn't always greener on the other side. So we'll see how things go for those guys as they move on with their careers. And you know what? Major League Baseball, as you know, right around the corner. We got the NHL playoffs coming in hot. Everything. This is the best time to be talking sports. I know I got to go to a break. Now hear the music. I'm excited if you can't tell. It is the weekend recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America, people.
Major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmaier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Are you serious? Where did he come from?
Let's get him. Let's get him hard.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Let's talk about the week that was. The weekend that's still kind of going on here. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. Lots to talk about. Doesn't have to be what I'm talking about. Otherwise, you know, I'll just throw at you what I do. But whatever's on your mind is always on my mind, as you always know that. A couple quick scores before I get into the brackets of March Madness, because I want to go through those for you people. We'll go through the East, the North, the South, the West. We'll go through them all. You had some games that happened, though, in the Big Ten Championship. Michigan State did win over Michigan 65-60. Auburn just manhandled Tennessee, and that was one of those bittersweet moments from my man Bruce Pearl, who I happen to know personally. Great guy, so enthusiastic about basketball, so passionate about the college basketball game, and you know, it was really cool to see Bruce and the guys go out there and just take care of business. They win 84-64 over Tennessee and win the SEC tournament. And then Cincinnati, maybe a little bit of a shocker over Houston, winning that, the American Athletic Conference. So that was pretty cool in a sense there, because we knew that Houston was going to get in, probably knew that Cincinnati was going to get in as well. But truth be told, Houston had a really good season, and it was tough to think that anybody could beat them, but they did go down. So cool to see that. Iowa State wound up beating Kansas to win the Big 12 78-66. Buffalo won their tournament 87-73 over Bowling Green. That's the MAC tournament, by the way. And then just a couple other ones here for you. Villanova, man, what can we say about them? They won the Big East. I think that they're truly just one of those class act teams that just over and over, they continue just to get back to the tournament year in and year out. So let's go through the brackets, and I'm going to start in the East region, where Duke is the number one seed there, not too much of a shocker, and they've got to wait a little bit. We'll see who they wind up playing. So I'm going to just move on, because obviously they're going to play a write-in game, or they're playing teams that are playing in a write-in game. You got VCU playing UCF in the 8-9 matchup. You got Mississippi State and LIB going at it in the 5-12 matchup. You got Virginia Tech and St. Louis University going at it in the 4-13 matchup. You got Maryland, and then waiting for Belmont or Temple to see who wins that game. Also a write-in game. LSU, the 3 seed, playing Yale, the number 14 seed. Always got to be careful with those Ivy League school teams because they're tricky. They know how to get things done, and they can play you pretty tough. Louisville has Minnesota. That should be an interesting one. When you think about it, Rick Pitino used to coach there. His son is coaching at Minnesota. Just a little bit of history there. So that could be an interesting one. Michigan State, this is a number 2 seed, people. And you know what? I think they're poised, man. They could have a pretty solid run in them. So I look at that bracket, and I really like – I mean, when I look at it, it seems like – to me, it seems like Michigan State and Duke should get to – the Elite Eight, and those two teams should be playing to get out of the East. I mean, I don't see much in that, to be quite honest with you. So I think it's pretty simple. Duke has a very, very easy shot to get to the Final Four, in my humble opinion, out of the East. Let's take a look at the West, where Gonzaga, the number 1 seed there, they've got to wait for a writing game. 8-9 matchup is Syracuse and Baylor. The 5-12 is Marquette and Murray State, and Marquette better be ready for Murray State. Those 5-12 matchups, always pretty interesting. FSU is the 4 seed in the West. I'm sorry, they're going to play UVM, and that's an interesting matchup, man. Again, these big dogs always have to kind of be worried about those small schools, because those small schools have absolutely nothing to lose. And you know what? Sometimes they're pretty tough to handle and pretty tough to beat. Buffalo will be playing the winner of Arizona State, St. John's University. And that's another write-in game that'll be taking place. I believe that one's Wednesday night. We'll get to the write-in games in a little bit. Texas Tech University, the 3 seed, they're going up against the 14 seed in NKU, which is Northern Kentucky University. Interesting for them. Again, you don't know much about these teams. You just better be ready to play, basically. Nevada, the 7 seed, playing Florida. Look out for Nevada, man. Look out for them. They were a team that was pretty tough all season long. They had a great run last season, as we all remember. They got to real deep in the tournament. They were one of those surprise, shocking teams. And then Michigan, a number 2 seed. They've got Montana, the 15 seed. So that's your East and your West brackets. I think I can whip through the South as well before the break here. We got Virginia, the number 1 seed. They've got the 16 seed again, and they've got to be careful. We know, man, the only team to ever lose to a number 1 seed is Virginia. I think they got a lot to prove. Mississippi is going to play Oklahoma. That's the 8-9 seed. Wisconsin, Oregon. If I'm Wisconsin, you know what? You better be a little nervous. You better be a little worried, because Oregon playing really good basketball, athletic, long, and on a good streak right now. Have won 8 straight games coming into the tournament, winning the Pac-12, by the way. Didn't mention them, but they did beat Washington in a rout to win the Pac-12 tournament too. Kansas State University playing UCI in the 4-13 matchup. Villanova going to play SMC in the 6-11 matchup. You got Purdue playing ODU. That's Old Dominion. Look out, man. ODU, sometimes they can play a little bit of a spoiler role and shock people. Cincinnati has Iowa. That's an interesting matchup there. Tennessee will have Colgate in that matchup, the 2-15 seed there. Tennessee, obviously, look, I don't think it would have mattered if they won that game, to be quite honest with you. I think they were a 2 seed on the board no matter what. So they didn't hurt themselves at all. The number 1 seed in the Midwest, the North Carolina Tar Heels, they've got Iona, the 16 seed there. USU playing, and that's Utah State University playing Washington. That'll be the 8-9 matchup. You got Auburn playing NMSU in the 5-12 matchup. Again, be a little cautious. Those 5-12ers are somewhat interesting at times. And then you have KU playing the 4-13 matchup there. You got Iowa State University playing OSU in the 6-11 matchup. And then you have Houston playing Georgia State in the 3-14 matchup there. Wolford playing the Hall 7-10 matchup. And then the 2 seed, Kentucky, has ACU, man, the 15 seed. And they wound up winning their tournament to get into the March Madness tournament. basically, man, all I did is give you a bunch of names, people. The number one seeds, in case you're wondering if you didn't know, it's Duke, Virginia. And then on the other side, it's going to be Gonzaga out of the West and then North Carolina in the Midwest. The two seeds are Kentucky, Michigan. You've got Michigan State, and then the other two seed is Tennessee. So if you're looking at it that way, those are your top seeds throughout. But very rarely does it hold form. However, when I look at a lot of these matchups, again, I don't see all that tough of a bracket for Duke. I really don't. Looking a little bit further, Gonzaga, you know what? It's going to depend on what happens to those other teams that wind up getting into the March Madness tournament, because they've got to wait a couple of days. So we'll see how things wind up. The writing games, I'll get to those real quickly. Prairie View A&M will be playing Fairleigh Dickinson. These are the Tuesday games, people, by the way. And then Belmont playing Temple in the other matchup on Tuesday night. The Wednesday night matchups, North Carolina Central playing North Dakota State. And then, like I said, you have St. John's playing the Arizona State Sun Devils once again in another writing game. So, whew, I don't know if you're exhausted, but I'm pretty exhausted just thinking about all the things I just rambled off for you. A lot of names, a lot of teams, and you know what? We'll have to see how it all shakes out. But March Madness Tournament is here, people. It is here. Tuesday night, it all gets going. So, whew. Buckle up, like I said. Anyways, I know I got to take another break. I hear the music behind me. Again, let's talk about the March Madness tournament. Let's talk about anything that's on your mind. NFL, Major League Baseball, UFC. Dorfman has you completely covered. Tennis, you name it, man. Dorfman, like I said, I got you covered. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. All righty, everybody. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. It's the Weekend Recap. Andy Dorf, Sports Overnight America.
Here, you might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Want to get you some NBA scores before I kind of break things down from what happened in the association. Knicks beat the Lakers 124-123. Interesting. You know, the Lakers can't even beat a team that's not even trying to win. Heat hang on to things and keep themselves afloat for the playoff race one more time for Dwayne Wade. 93-75 over the Hornets. Sixers win a big one in Milwaukee, where Giannis has 52-16-7, and Joel Embiid 40-15-6. Bucks go down, though, 130-125, and that's after the news about Malcolm Brogdon, who out 6 to 8 weeks with that plantar fasciitis. Pretty tough stuff to deal with, so hopefully the Milwaukee Bucks can figure things out. If you didn't know, I'm a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan, born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin, so I want everything good to happen for the Milwaukee Bucks, but I know it's going to be a tough road, and you've just got to win basketball games, and they gave one up today to the Sixers, 130-125 at home. Pistons hang on to beat the Raptors, 110-107. Blake Griffin was real tough down the stretch for them, so that was key. The Magic beat the Hawks, 101-91. The Kings beat the Bulls 129-102. Rockets beat the T-Wolves 117-102. And the Clippers on a buzzer beater by my man Lou Williams 119-116 over the Nets. So pretty good stuff from the association in general. And I'm going to get you some standings right now. Milwaukee's still on top of the Eastern Conference with a 3-game edge, 52-game winner right now, most in the NBA. Again, 3-game lead over the Raptors, 7-game lead over the Sixers, 8 and 9 over the Pacers and Celtics, respectively. But the sixth spot in the Eastern Conference belongs to Detroit right now. Brooklyn in the seventh spot, and the Miami Heat, like I said earlier, hanging on to that eighth spot in the Eastern Conference. On the other side, Golden State leading the Western Conference, 47 victories for them, 1-game advantage over Denver, Houston behind them, Portland in the fourth spot, Oklahoma City in the fifth spot, sixth spot is San Antonio right now, seventh spot Utah, and then in the eighth spot is the LA Clippers. And I know that the Sacramento Kings haven't been mathematically eliminated. I'm going to tell you right now, they're eliminated. They're not making it. These are your eight teams. It's the Clippers, the Jazz, the San Antonio Spurs, Oklahoma City Thunder, Portland Trail Blazers, Houston Rockets, Denver Nuggets, and the Golden State Warriors. That's your Eastern Conference playoffs. That's who's going to be in them. And with that being said, what's interesting to me about the Western Conference with the games that are left is where will the Clippers, the Jazz, and the San Antonio Spurs wind up? I don't think they catch the Oklahoma City Thunder. I know that the Spurs are only a game behind them, but I do think that Oklahoma's a little bit better than these other teams. I haven't looked at the schedules to know, you know, matchups down the stretch, who's playing who, but just on paper, I know that Oklahoma is better than San Antonio, but I don't know who's better out of San Antonio, Utah, and the Clippers. And what's important about that is six through the eighth spot. Okay, number one, you're playing Golden State. So if you're in the eighth spot and you're the Clippers, say goodnight. I'm sorry, you're not beating them. Nobody's beating them. Utah's not beating them. San Antonio's not beating them. So my point is you don't want to play the Golden State Warriors if they can hold on and be that number one seed in the Western Conference, which I think they will. You want to get to be the seventh seed, in my humble opinion. You want to play the Denver Nuggets. So the race is for the seventh spot, and right now it's a virtual tie between the Clippers and the Jazz. But the Jazz are in the seventh spot. They must hold the tiebreaker between the two teams. They've also played one less game, maybe two less games. So there's a couple of things that are kind of in their in their benefit at this moment in time for the Utah Jazz, because they've played the least amount of games out of themselves, San Antonio, and the Clippers. With that being said, again, the seventh spot, in my humble opinion, is where you want to be. You don't want to play Houston, and you don't want to play the Golden State Warriors. And hopefully what winds up happening is that maybe, just maybe, the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors can wind up playing in the Western Conference Finals. Hopefully that's what can wind up happening. Because I think that they're the two best teams. Ultimately, at the end of the day, I think they're the two best teams. And I personally think that if Houston can't beat Golden State, they can really compete with them this year. You look at that Houston Rocket team from where they began the season. They were not really all that strong. They weren't that good. They struggled out of the gate. Probably don't even remember. But they've been really consistent for the most part, ever since the beginning of the season, the first month or so. So I don't think you want to play the Golden State Warriors. I don't think you want to play the Houston Rockets. Anybody else? I think is open game. Portland doesn't really scare me. Now that McCollum out in a week, at least a week with that knee injury, how strong is he going to be coming into the playoffs? Oklahoma City, man, they were up to the 3 spot. They're now in the 5 spot. They do have 2 great players in Russ and Paul George, don't get me wrong. And those two guys can wreak havoc on any team for sure. But I just don't think they have that they don't have that extra gear. As good as Russ is, as good as PG-13 is, I just don't know, man. I really don't know. I don't think they can contest. I don't think they can compete with the Golden State Warriors. So it's going to leave me with the hopes that the Houston Rockets can once again find their way to the Western Conference Finals and get that matchup once again, where they probably thought last season that they had it. They really did. They had it. Unfortunately, CP3 got hurt, changed the dynamic, and they didn't have it. You want to be healthy. That's the key. You got to be healthy for that playoff push. And speaking of that, hopefully Kevin Durant, totally healthy for the playoffs. All right, flipping back to the Eastern Conference. With Malcolm Brogdon going down, I think that opens things up. I really do. But will he be back? Will he be himself? I would think so. I know people are panicking a little bit. Milwaukee Buck fans are down in the dumps because, yes, Malcolm Brogdon was the glue to that machine that was running so well. I totally agree. But if there's one thing that I've noticed about Coach Bud this whole season is it doesn't really matter the combinations. He'll figure it out. He'll find a way to get guys to be productive. And you're not going to get the same productivity out of maybe one guy that you were getting out of Malcolm Brogdon. I get it. But you got to find a way. You got to figure out a way to make things happen and make everybody else step up and take that on a little bit. Giannis took it on for sure, man. He balled. He had 52 points against Philadelphia. Career high, by the way. Bledsoe wasn't that great. Had an off day. Chris Middleton for a all-star, there's a lot of times that he vanishes to me. A lot of times that he just doesn't step up, kind of evaporates. So who poses the biggest threats to the Milwaukee Bucks? Toronto for sure. Yeah, definitely Toronto. I mean, they got a guy who's been there before. Kawhi Leonard, we all know, won championships with the San Antonio Spurs. He's a closer. Do the Bucks have a closer? I think they do. I think Giannis is that guy. I really do. And he's just maturing and getting better. So Toronto poses a real threat. Philadelphia poses a real threat. I saw with my own two eyes, man. You know, Joel Embiid, his skill set is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Got guys dribbling step back three. The guy's 7'1", man. He shouldn't be doing that stuff. But he is. And that's the new NBA, by the way. So versatility from the big man. I think the Philadelphia 76ers pose a decent threat. I really do. Nobody's talking about the Indiana Pacers. Quietly, without Vic Oladipo, they've stuck around in the top four. As impressive, as incredible, as amazing as it is, they've hung out, man. They've been able to hang out. They've been as high as a third seed. We know that. Hanging on to that home court advantage against Boston right now. And that was the difference between Boston and Milwaukee last season. Do I think Boston poses a threat? Absolutely. Absolutely. Will they be able to figure it out? I don't know. Again, we'll have to see. But those are your threats. It's Toronto. It's Philadelphia. I'm sorry. I'm putting Indiana in there too, people, if you didn't understand what I meant by that. Nobody's talking about them, but they've hung on. They're not a bad team. Will they win? Probably not, but they're going to compete. That's for sure. We know that they're going to compete. Look at what they've done without Victor Oladipo. They're going to compete. So there's not just one or two teams that pose a threat to the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference. It's Toronto, it's Philadelphia, it's Boston, and on an outside whim, I'm going to say that the Indiana Pacers are a threat to come out of the Eastern Conference. As much as crazy as it sounds, it's true. It really is true. I know I hear the music once again. I got to take another break, but basically what I'm telling you people is buckle up. We're getting ready for some of the best times in sports with March Madness. You got baseball coming in hot. You got the NHL playoffs. You got the NBA playoffs. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I know I got to take a break, so I'm going to do it, people. Keep it close, everybody. I'm going to come back. I might get into some NFL on the other side. It's Andy Dorf, the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Get at me. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up. Follow me on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so things have been happening in the NFL, in case you didn't know, in case you've been hiding. Most notably, Antonio Brown, no longer with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Le'Veon Bell, no longer with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And what does that mean? What does that mean moving forward for those guys? What does that mean moving forward for the NFL? Well, I think it lets you know that, you know, in a way, in my humble opinion, what happened there was actually pretty cool, because in a world where players dictate and control so much, Pittsburgh basically just said, you know what, I ain't playing this. And we're moving on from these guys. We do things a certain way, and I'm not down with what they do. So in a weird way, I'm totally cool with what happened, and I'm glad that the Pittsburgh Steelers handled it the way that they handled it. They didn't let these players bully them. If you don't think I'm right, let me know. 1-800-878-7529. But I also think, in a way, that it's going to be tough sledding for Antonio Brown. You know, he's all cool with Derek Carr and going to the new crib and checking him out and saying what's up. Let's see how it goes in like week four, week five, when AB isn't getting the ball. And AB is talking all kinds of this and that. I'm just throwing it out there, man. Just throwing it out there. But I would guarantee that Derek Carr is going to be looking for AB. I just think it's going to be interesting. We'll see how that all shakes out. And then Le'Veon Bell, man, look. What makes him so good is his patient style and the way that he's able to navigate through everything. And again, I think that it's one of those situations where you had a Hall of Fame quarterback calling plays, and defenses, yeah, they keyed on you, but they maybe had to spy on Big Ben as well. Or they had to double team Antonio Brown, and therefore there was a little bit more of an opening for you to get through a hole up the middle, Le'Veon Bell. Will he help Sam Darnold? Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. Will he be throwing up the crazy types of numbers that he did with the Pittsburgh Steelers? Again, I don't know. I don't know. TBD. To be determined. But again, I think it's one of those weird deals. Both those guys, man, when you think the grass is greener on other sides or the other side, just go refresh your own lawn, man. Seriously. I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see how that all shakes out. Really am. All right, so as we all know, it's NFL free agency time too. And a lot of the top guys are gone. We all know that. The Steelers are going to sign ex-Ram linebacker Mark Barron. The Miami Dolphins looks like they've agreed to terms with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Dude, that guy's been everywhere. Like, tell me a team that Ryan Fitzpatrick hasn't played for. Like, seriously. What team has Ryan Fitzpatrick not played for in the NFL? The Raiders are parting ways with Donald Penn, offensive tackle. Tight end Tyler Eifert returning to the Bengals for another year. I'm just going through a couple for you people, by the way. And just so you know, I like the move that the New York Giants made, obviously after getting rid of Odell Beckham, then they signed Golden Tate. Not a bad move. Not a bad move at all. The Dolphins traded quarterback Ryan Tannehill to the Titans. So what does that mean? What does that exactly mean? Here's what I'm going to tell you I think it means. And this is just coming out of my head right now. And if it's been out there, then maybe it's been out there. But I'm just thinking logically here. You're going to get rid of Ryan Tannehill. You're going to sign Fitzpatrick. This opens the door for them to go after somebody else, either in the draft, obviously, or maybe make a deal with the Arizona Cardinals and get yourself Josh Rosen. Because I really believe that Cliff Kingsbury is going to want to wind up somehow figuring out a way to get his guy Kyler Murray. I just really do. Where there's smoke, there's fire. The guy talked about how much he loved him before he had this opportunity. Now he's got the opportunity. I think it's going to happen. That's what I'm trying to say to you. All right, some other ones that are happening here. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. This is crazy, man. He retired, didn't last very long. And now he's joining the Redskins, which, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, they did re-sign Adrian Peterson, too, for another couple of years. So a lot of interesting things. The Browns, this is interesting because all of a sudden the Browns have become people's, like, favorite, and I don't know how. You got to win games before you become people's favorite. How do you go from being nowhere and then all of a sudden you're the favorite to win the AFC or their division in the AFC? It just doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. I know they got some talent that looks good on paper. But speaking of that on paper, Kareem Hunt suspended 8 games. So that right there is going to hurt a little bit. And truth be told, I think that's right on the, that's good. That's right on the money right there. That's right on the money. A lot going on, man. A lot going on in the NFL. 1-800-878-7529. Teddy Bridgewater. See, this is why I'm thinking, because if I'm not mistaken, he was able to go talk to the Dolphins. Just decided not to go there, and he's going to return to the New Orleans Saints and play behind Drew Brees one more year. And maybe that's because eventually Drew Brees is going to be gone, and maybe he can be that guy there. But he decided to just not be a starter and keep with that backup role. So, interesting move, man. Interesting stuff. Obviously, the draft is coming up too. That's always fun. Dreams and hopes and all kinds of things happen for people with the NFL draft. All right, I want to touch a little bit Major League Baseball. Obviously, pretty close to the real thing happening. I'm excited, man. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Every year brings optimism for the boys this summer. Who you think might go real deep may not. Baseball, at the end of the day, man, there's no rhyme or reason for why things happen necessarily. And I would guess that even though the Red Sox look terrible in preseason, and again, I'm not really big on preseason in the sense of making too much out of it, because we know at the end of the day that they've got a ton of talent, but they're in the cellar of the Grapefruit League. The Cardinals, right there with them. They made that real good signing of Paul Goldschmidt. They fly right up the boards as far as being a team to be reckoned with. And those two teams are at the bottom. That's interesting. We'll see if it carries over to the regular season. A team like the Brewers, who lit it up, they're right in the middle of the pack. And I think to a certain point, those teams that have that it factor, like the Boston Red Sox, maybe like the Chicago Cubs, maybe like the Dodgers to a certain degree, maybe even the New York Yankees, obviously. To me, they seem to not necessarily blow the preseason off, but you're going to see a lot of guys playing on those squads that you're not going to see. They're not going to be playing Major League Baseball, most of those people. So when you look at what's going on in Major League Baseball right now, it can throw you off. It can make you think that things are worse than they really are for certain teams when don't read too much into it. What'll happen to the Los Angeles Angels this year? Finally parted ways with Mike Sosa. Will they figure things out? I don't know. Does Cleveland get back to the American League championship? You know, they've been close to, obviously, in the past few years. How do you see it shaking out for the Phillies with their new acquisition, Bryce Harper? What about, speaking of that, what about the San Diego Padres? They are a team that's kind of playing pretty well in preseason baseball. Does it have to do with Manny Machado? I don't know. Sometimes you just create this little buzz and certain things just start happening. Minnesota Twins, are they going to rebound a little bit? Because I know we expected more from them, and they just kind of fell apart. And what about the Washington Nationals? Yeah, they got rid of Bryce Harper, I understand, but they still got a lot of really good ball players. The Houston Astros, are they going to be right back there again? They could very well be. They really could. And how impressive would that be? Is this the year the Yankees get through? Time's going to tell, man. Time is going to tell. But I truly think that this is some of the best times in sports. When you get to March and beyond, kicking it off or tipping it off, if I will, with March Madness coming in hot. You got the NBA playoffs coming in pretty hot. NHL playoffs coming in hot. Major League Baseball. Pretty crazy, man. You're going to have everything playing at once, and it doesn't happen that often is my point. All right, I know the music is playing. Got to take one final pause for the cause. So I'm going to do that again. Follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, everybody, I'll be back. I'm going to wrap things up, give you that final thought like I always do. I'm Andy Dorf with the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time tonight. You can always follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And by the way, you can just keep your ears rolling here as Jeff Rich will be taking over after I'm done and get you through with more of Sports Overnight America. So just keep it going, listening to us here on Sirius XM Channel 211. We appreciate you. And in final thought here, man, I'm going to tell you who I think wins the March Madness tournament right away. I'm not going to hold off any time for you. I like Duke flat out, man. I like Duke. From what I've seen, Zion Williamson is the best player in all of the country, all of the land, and he makes such a difference to me when I'm watching this guy on the floor. So emotional, so inspirational. The guy's the real deal. He's the real package, man. And that's what I found so special about this young man throughout the whole weekend. He played great. He played fantastic. I knew he would. But the way he responded to reporters and people that were asking him questions about whether he should or shouldn't be playing basketball. Dude is a kid, man. He's out there having the time of his freaking life, living out a dream, a childhood dream. And for anybody to want to take that away from him is absolutely beyond me. I can't even understand it. So truth be told, I'm proud and I'm really refreshed to see the kind of way that this young man, Zion Williamson, handled himself when asked the question about what were you going to sit out? Were you going to rest? Were you not going to come back? And he said, heck no, man. I love this game way too much. I love my team way too much. And I want to go win a national title, man. That's called being a kid, everybody. That's what's called being a kid. And I found it to be really cool and really sweet. So I'm pulling for you, Zion Williamson, and the Duke Blue Devils. Dookie V, as I like to say. I got to get the heck out of Dodge, so I'm going to do that. I'm Andy Dorf. Thank you for listening to me here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America.